Washington state lawmakers have failed to properly fund our public schools. That's according to the state Supreme Court in its McCleary decision. Back in 2012, the court ordered the legislature to fully fund basic education for every kid in the state. And that basically means make sure kids have the resources they need, make sure the schools have the resources they need to teach kids how to write, how to read, how to think, how to do math. And the deadline for that is 2018, but the court also wants to make sure that the state is on track to meet its goal, and so far it's not on track. So what can the court do? What should the court do? Joining us with one perspective is Peter Callahan. He's a columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune, and he's been covering the McCleary decision. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So before we get into your personal opinions, just to lay it out for us, what exactly is the court now asking the state to do?
Well, the court asked the state immediately when they issued the first ruling in January of 2012 to do a couple of things. One, meet its own funding guidelines. The legislature by then, I think they realized they were going to lose that lawsuit, and they wanted to mitigate whatever the court was going to do to them. They had already passed legislation to come up with new funding systems, put dollar amounts on how to fund the various things, teacher pay, class size, the delightful term of MSOC, which really just means heat, insurance, just the structural things to put a school together. And so all the legislature said was, all the court said was, those are promising reforms. If you go ahead and fund the things you said you will do, you will meet our requirements. They did two things unusual. One, they retained jurisdiction of a case. They didn't just issue their ruling and then go away and dismiss it. And they said, we want you to report to us on a regular basis what you're doing between now and 2018 to get where you said you will be.
And those things were built into the ruling. Of course, the state's already budgeted, I think it's about $1 billion, right, for additional K through 12 money, not in this session, but previously. But from the court's perspective, how much progress have lawmakers made?
Well, there's two things that they want. One, $1 billion is progress. It's a billion additional dollars,
right,
on top of what they've already been spending, which is a lot of money. And the estimates of what they need to add are $3 to $4 to $5 billion. So that gives you some ideas to what $1 billion equals. But the other thing they kept asking for, and they'll ask for it again because three times the legislature has not responded, is they want a specific plan with timelines so that they have something to measure the legislature's progress against. They asked for that right away, and they said, we want a year-by-year plan with funding guidelines as to how you're going to ramp up to 2018. And the legislature, because it can't or because it won't, has never produced the plan.
And the latest deadline was April of this year. Let's say you're on the Supreme Court, Peter. How would you respond to the state legislature at this point?
Well, I guess you're referring to something I wrote a week or
yeah,
so ago. Sometimes a gimmick of mine is to write things that I think, if people were really being honest and they weren't overly polite, they would say. And sometimes I've done what a newspaper editorial in an endorsement situation for candidates would say if it wasn't worried about hurting people's feelings. So in this case, I did what I thought the court would say. And part of it was, do you think do we look stupid to you? You know, we as a court have many faults, but we're not stupid. And we ruled unanimously that this is what we need you to do. And three times you've come to us, and three times you haven't done what we've told you to do. And I get kind of weary of, and I'm sure the court gets weary of, these sort of constitutional arguments that some in the legislature make, that you're overstepping your bounds, you're not respecting separation of powers.
And that one is that the legislature says, hey, look, it's our job to write the budget. You can tell us that we need to fully fund this thing by a certain date, 2017-2018 school year, but it's our job to get there. Why don't you think the court's overstepping the separation of powers at this point?
Well, I guess you can say they could have walked away, but that's what the court did in 1975. They issued an identical or nearly identical ruling in Seattle versus State that said you're not meeting your constitutional duties, you're over-relying on unpredictable and unequal local school levies, and then they walked away.
Well, what can they do at this point beyond what they've already done? Are they going to hold the legislature in contempt? What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, That's the question, because this is not, as near as I can tell, and the state claims this is true, and the plaintiffs, the winners of the lawsuit, have not disputed this. There has never been an instance in the United States history where a state Supreme Court has held a state legislature in contempt and ordered action and used means to compel action. It's never happened before, so nobody knows what it might look like. But the court is probably sitting there in conference right now, realizing that they are now to the edge of either deferring completely again or doing something more. So the plaintiffs themselves, who write their own briefs that are even more sarcastic, I think, than what I might write, suggested you hold them in contempt, you hold leadership in contempt, you order, disallow any spending in the state budget outside of the educational realm, you could fine legislators individually.
Those sound like nuclear options, though.
Yep. And it's sort of like, if you read what the state wrote, they toned down their rhetoric a little bit in the last filing, but they said, neither of us want that, and we are really pledging to work toward avoiding that sort of a confrontation, and we are asking you to do the same thing. But in that same filing, they yet again did not produce a plan. I say they're the Brooklyn Dodgers of legislatures. It's always wait till next year.
All right, Peter Callahan, we'll end it there. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
He's a columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune, telling us about the McCleary decision that directs the state legislature to fully fund basic education, but they haven't done it yet. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.